Normally, I advise guys don't have female friends. I still believe that advice is generally true, but I'm going to talk about why that might actually not be the case in certain circumstances. Let's look at this email I got here. He says, "Hi, John, I'm going to present my case as to why I believe female friends can be an incredible asset for getting chicks. Some context, I'm 23, ripped 8% body fat during the summer, 5'9" with a 405 deadlift, 225 bench and 320 squat, 145 standing shoulder press. I'm in a college fraternity as well." Okay, well, irrelevant, but no, okay. I guess it's somewhat relevant so that you guys can know, you know, your results may vary, right? He's in good shape here. Okay, so he says, "I started out doing cold approach at around 16, under 18/18+ EDM concerts. I was out of shape, not that good looking, but was able to get results simply by playing the numbers game. Over time, I felt like I was just spinning my wheels, so I began to invest more of my energy into fitness and comprehensive self-development." So good lesson here, guys, right? If you just go out there and grind, you're gonna succeed just via the numbers game, but it might not be as beneficial to waste your time if you don't do some of the easy things that can improve your results. So smart of him to get into fitness, improving himself. He said, "When I came into college, girls treated me very differently. For the first time, girls were calling me hot and initiating content. Some would even approach me or aggressively invite an approach. I stopped doing cold approach and focused a little bit on simply making friends and building a good circle. This initiated some of the easiest and most effort-free hookups I've ever had. I've made some friends with some guys at the gym. We started socializing with girls together. We made friends with tons of girls who would later invite to parties and various nights out. We would show up to said parties with a 2-to-1 girl to guy ratios, which made meeting girls incredibly effortless. In the end, we ended up ruining it by hooking up with our female friends and acting too douchey. But in the freshman year, they didn't really want to see our faces." So I think what he's got here is a good plan. It does make sense, right? It's different though than what I've been talking about in terms of having girls that are friends and in the friend zone. When you're talking about socializing with girls, first of all, you're talking about someone who's already successful, who isn't desperate, who isn't needy, and he's socializing with girls with some other guys, and he's making all these friends. There's a big difference between partying friends and real life friends. I've never been against the idea of having partying friends that are girls. You're not telling them your life story. You're not listening to their life story. You're not doing things for them, favors and stuff. You're just going and hanging out and partying. It's not really friends. It's more like acquaintances. This can work. He says here, "And he made the mistake of hooking up with them," he says, "and acting douchey. But if you're just going out there and just meeting girls and then inviting them to go out with you to parties and stuff, you can just find more. So it's not a big deal." He says, "When I think about this in retrospect, I wish my friends and I exercised restraint and remained friends with these girls. If we had done that, we would still have been pulling insane. As all of us got busy with our careers and academics, we found that rebuilding such a circle was hard to do, and we wished we had not burned it so carelessly." It's a good lesson there. In fact, if you are going out and doing cold approach and a girl isn't necessarily giving you the signals, or maybe you're just not super interested in her, is yeah, you can take her number, and then when you go to a party or something, you can invite her to do something in a very social environment so that you have those numbers. In that case, it's totally different. It's not making friends with a girl. Like, understand this. This is not a girl that's putting you in the friend zone and then you're being friends with her. This is you specifically building a social circle that involves girls that go out with you to parties, to party situations, to nightclubs, bars, things like that, for that purpose. All right, this is why I don't give this advice, is because the majority of you guys that are listening to this, you don't need this advice, because you need the advice that says don't have girlfriends. All right, if you're not sleeping with a girl, don't be friends with the girl. That's what a majority of you guys need. But now, if you're at this advanced stage, if you're able to handle this, sure, this does make sense. Okay, I'm not going to disagree with this. He says, "We still go out to parties with a few girls, but it's nowhere near the epic moves we pulled off for the first 2 years of college. We've been making more female friends again and slowly picking up momentum once more, but we would have saved ourselves tons of time had we just kept our original circle going. What are your thoughts on this?" Yeah, so again, like I said, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with this. I don't think that it's going to be something that's going to be effective for most guys to do, because most guys are still going to be stuck in the mindset of meeting a girl, of wanting more than friendship with her, or trying to win her to a romantic interest from friendship. And that's the problem that I'm trying to address when I'm saying don't be friends with girls. Okay, obviously Do I have acquaintances that are girls? Of course. Does it make sense in business at times? For sure. Does it make sense if you're looking to expand your social circle? Of course. And I have used that myself, but for a majority of guys, you're thinking of it the wrong way. These are not really friends. There should be a different word for it. That's why I say acquaintances or hangout buddies. That's a totally different thing than having friendships. Okay. I'm not saying that you can't ever have some girl in your life that is sort of a friend that you share some things like that, but to be a best friend and to have a lot of girls that are friends, it's the wrong thing. You need to build guy friends. But now, if you want to go out, if you want to meet a bunch of girls, like you're going out with buddies, you're meeting girls and you're inviting them to do stuff with you socially, just as a group, and you're trying to build that social circle, that's totally fine. That makes a lot of sense. Go ahead and do that. It's a totally different thing. And you have to be careful too, because if you think about it, even in that context, if you are planning on getting in a relationship, then you're going to have a problem. Right? Because it's not going to fly. And you wouldn't want to get in a relationship with a girl that's in a social circle with a bunch of guys. Just like he was saying in this email, he was talking about how it's so easy. He's like, oh, these are the effortless hookups. Yeah, that's what's going to happen in a social circle. So just remember that you're never going to escape that. If you meet a girl that way, and she's still in that social circle and you're still in that social circle, the chances of her hooking up with some other guy in that social circle, even if you're dating her, are very, very high. Okay. Cause you're going out, you're drinking, you're having party, a lot of people around, and you're doing that thing. So think about that. And then think about, like, if you do have a girlfriend at some point, you're not going to be able to hang out in those social circles. It's just not going to work out. You're not going to want to be part of that. So you just have to think about that. What is your end game and what are you trying to accomplish here? But yeah, there's no problem. You should build a social circle if you can. That makes sense. Now, I've got a lot of advice on this in the Bulldog Mindset membership. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. Because if you want to be a kind of guy that can apply this advice, which I think is good advice, all right, I'm not going to disagree with this, you need to already be a top 5% man. If you look at the story here, what happened? Our hero in the story, he improved himself first. Okay. He was doing cold approach. He was going out there and then he improved himself. He started going to the gym. He started improving himself, started working on personal development. And then he built the social circle and he had this result. So join the Bulldog Mindset membership, get to the level that he's at to be like him, get in shape. I've got content on there on getting in shape, my perfect workout routine to build you the physique that women do find attractive. I got information on there, how to build a business, how to make money, how to become financially independent. And I've got all the dating and social advice and skills that you need in there and the mindset. It's all in there. And there's a huge community, so you can ask guys. So go check that out if you haven't already, and you're going to find a huge amount of value in that. So to basically answer the question here, what do I think about this? Yeah, go ahead. That makes sense. Do it, but make sure you're prepared before you do something like that. And it's not the same thing as girls friend zoning you and then you accepting that and being their friends. And it's not the same thing as going out there and having a bunch of female friends that you talk to like a girl, that you gossip with, that you're basically good friends with, that aren't bringing you value. What's happening here, the hero in this story, he was actually friend zoning the girls, if you think about it. So he was meeting girls that maybe weren't girls that he wanted to date or that his level of attraction level or whatever, and he was friend zoning them. He was inviting them to stuff, and then they think maybe that he's interested in them or his friend is, and they're just out there socializing. So when you're friend zoning girls, you flip the script. This is the key thing. That makes sense. If you're not doing that, if girls are friend zoning you and you're being their friend, that's a problem. So again, check out the Bulldog Mindset membership and you can get a lot more information on this. And in fact, you can, right now, you can turn your life around if you go and click that button and try it out.